Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. We're coming up on 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, December 6th. Cold front has come through, a little bit colder today than we've had in some recent days. We've got the full weather forecast coming up. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly sunny and 30 degrees. Former Senator and Republican presidential candidate, Kansas native Bob Dole, has died.
Bob Dole, a senator from Kansas for more than a quarter century and a member of the House before that, has died. He recently announced he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Dole was the Senate Republican leader for nearly 12 years. In 1996, he was the Republican nominee for president, an unsuccessful bid to defeat President Bill Clinton's re-election. He was also President Gerald Ford's running mate in his unsuccessful campaign in 1976. Wounded in combat during World War II, Dole was an advocate for veterans, playing a lead role in the establishment of a World War II memorial in Washington, D.C. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita police releasing more information about the double stabbing on Saturday that killed one and left another with serious injuries.
36-year-old Goldie L. Metcalf of Wichita was arrested for first-degree murder, aggravated battery, along with several other charges. Around 8:15 a.m. Saturday, officers responded to a home in the 600 block of South Green, where they found a 64-year-old woman and a 73-year-old man suffering from multiple stab wounds. Both victims were transported to a local hospital, where the woman died. The man's injuries were serious but non-life-threatening. Police say it all started around 5 a.m. Saturday. Officers responded to a call in the 1800 block of North Kansas, where a man had Metcalf at gunpoint for unlawfully entering his vehicle. Metcalf was cited for misdemeanor tampering with an automobile and given transport to St. Francis Hospital for medical treatment. Metcalf left St. Francis against medical advice and at approximately 8 a.m. stole a Ford pickup in the 600 block of North Waco. He later crashed it into a building in the 600 block of South Green. Metcalf fled that scene and forced his way into the residence on South Green, where he stabbed the two victims. Metcalf fled the scene and entered an unoccupied residence in the 600 block of South Erie and attempted to gain access to a church nearby. Officers quickly responded and made the arrest. Metcalf was paroled from prison in July and has prior convictions, including aggravated battery and criminal possession of a firearm. The investigation continues and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County DA's office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Big changes coming soon to an area of North Wichita off of I-135.
An upgrade is beginning to take place in the area of 21st and I-135, where an oil refinery used to sit. Developers are using TIF money to bring in warehouses, manufacturing, and a travel center. Executive Director of Empower, Ariel Rodriguez, says the growth will likely help businesses near the Nomar district as well.
What we see from that are a lot of opportunities for people to come to the north end, stopping and supporting these businesses, but also an opportunity for employment for many of our area residents right here on good jobs.
Road construction is expected to begin on 21st within the next few weeks. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Last year, the first surge of COVID-19 cases started in the larger cities in eastern Kansas. and then it spread to the rural areas of the western part of the state. Well, now it's reversed. The latest surge is moving west to east. Jody Schmidt is executive director of the CARE Collaborative at the University of Kansas Hospital.
We had a call, a group of rural administrators from around the state and chief nursing officers. Folks are very, very busy. COVID combined with a full hospital of all of the typical things you see this year is really putting some stress on the facilities out there. Some of them are also starting to have trouble finding someone who will accept their COVID patient and transfer. So it's definitely a challenging time. Some facilities are missing staff. And just in general, folks are feeling that this winter is going to be a tough one out in the rural communities.
Schmidt says hospitals are reporting the highest numbers of patients since July. The nation's highest court planning to hear a case testing the limits of public funds going to religious institutions.
The U.S. Supreme Court has cases scheduled for arguments this week. They involve immigration, employee pensions, and robbery punishments. But one case will again tackle the concept of church versus state. In Carson versus Mackin, the High Court will be asked if the Constitution is violated should a state, in this case Maine, prohibit the use of publicly available student aid for attending private religious schools. Many towns in Maine have no public schools. Money is offered to send children to private institutions, but only if they are non-sectarian. The case will be argued on Wednesday. Eben Brown, Fox News.
How do Canadians feel about their top government official? And where do you hide those Christmas gifts? Might be obvious, might not be. Those details are on the way, and the full weather forecast as well. KNSS News Time, 8:05.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 8:09 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A recent survey revealing fewer Canadians show interest in the Commonwealth. should Queen Elizabeth step down.
An Angus Reid Institute poll shows 55% of Canadians supporting their country's place in the monarchy under the current 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth. But that only 34% agree if Prince Charles is the next in line. The future of Queen Elizabeth's nearly 70-year reign is being considered, as she's recently been plagued by health concerns and has canceled several high-profile events. When it comes to the future of Canada's relationship to the monarchy, 52% say they'd prefer to give up being part of this system, compared to 25% who feel the country should keep the head of the British royal family as Canada's official head of state. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Hey, once you've got your Christmas gifts, where do you stash them?
Neighbor, the self-storage company, commissioned a survey from Pullfish.com, which surveyed 1,000 Americans ages 16 and up, and found where people most commonly hide and find presents. The top five hiding spots in order are bedroom closets with more than half, spare rooms, coat closets, under beds, and lastly, car trunks. Some gift recipients report having their Christmas surprises spoiled by accidentally finding presents in common household areas. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
810 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Traffic this morning in the Wichita area. Things right now looking pretty good out there. The gasoline prices in the Wichita area, even the high end now below $3 a gallon, $2.99 a gallon. I've spotted much better prices out there, though. I saw $2.87 near 21st Street North and 127th East. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Monday morning. That cold front came through, so today's high only 39 degrees on a sunny and breezy day. Tonight, overnight, low down to 28 under a cloudy sky. And then tomorrow, it'll be 45 degrees for a high under a partly cloudy sky on Tuesday. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly sunny. We have a breeze out of the north. It is 30 degrees on our way to a high of 39 here on this Monday. 8:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's see how the coronavirus and the vaccine process is going in Europe. We are 22 months into this thing, and it doesn't seem like an end is in sight as we continue to try to battle things and make things better and control the bad things that keep coming on. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live from London. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Dan. Good morning.
And I know that several countries in Europe are dealing with new waves and, of course, the Omicron variant and trying to keep things under control.
Yes, and they're all doing it in different ways. You can go from one European country to the next and find a completely different containment strategy for trying to keep COVID infections under control. Europe always struggles during the winter with respiratory diseases, and even though there's a lot of vaccines here, and many countries, particularly in Western and Southern Europe, have got fairly high vaccination rates, it's still causing serious headaches. And perhaps most strikingly at the moment is Germany, Europe's richest country, most powerful nation in the EU. And you have a country there where Angela Merkel, the leader, has announced a few days ago that if you haven't been vaccinated, well, you're now going to be banned from shops, bars, restaurants, a host of other parts of public life. And the Germans are planning a national vaccine mandate for the next year. But for next year, it would simply be the case that you have to get a vaccine or else you'll be breaking the law. So in some corners of Europe, there are some really hard lines being rolled out. But if you take Germany as an example, you know, Angela Merkel said we wanted to do this voluntarily, but they've only got about 2/3 of the population inoculated. And she said that's not enough to stop the hospital network from falling over.
And I know another example is Greece, and they are putting together some measures to try to swing numbers one way or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Screws being tightened, but in a different way. The Greeks have got, they think, a problem with older people refusing to get vaccinated. Maybe 500,000 people or so of the Greek population who fit into this category, they're over 60 years old. They've refused to get vaccinated. And so as of January, if you haven't, by the middle of January, if you're over 60 in Greece and by the middle of January you haven't booked, at least booked your first vaccine appointment, then you're going to be fined 100 euros, which is about $65. And that fine will keep repeating every month until you come forward and get your shot. And again, you know, we've got a leader in that country, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. He said that he had been tortured by this decision. He didn't want to do it. You know, like Angela Merkel in Germany, she said we'd all hoped a voluntary approach would be more effective. European leaders are saying they don't want to do this, but when they look at the picture of how things are in their healthcare network, they feel that they don't have a choice.
What is the situation in the UK as far as this goes?
Well, I mean, throughout this, Britain has been a bit of an outlier. When you look at Europe, and the UK was slow to lock down, it was very fast at rolling out vaccines. So, you know, this, you can chalk one up on the positive and the negative in terms of perhaps the impact that has had, because Britain's had a pretty shocking pandemic, highest death toll in Europe for a time. That was partly blamed on the late decision to bring in restrictions. But at the same time, the rapid vaccine rollout paved the way and made it easier for the government here to lift restrictions and unlock things over the course of this year. Now we're in a situation where the UK is saying that it's kind of on top of this, that there is a lot of virus going around, that people are still dying in significant numbers, but Britain says that it doesn't feel that it's necessary to go for the kind of restrictions that, say, Germany's gone for. And France has struck a similar tone, actually, in recent weeks. You know, they've said, you know, we've pushed vaccines hard over the course of this year, and they kind of think they've done enough. Now, whether that holds, this is a fast-moving situation. Mm-hmm. As you know, the rules change all the time. But for now, you know, it's, as you say, it's mid-December, and in Britain that means Christmas party season at offices and workplaces, the holiday party season ramping up. And the government here has said, carry on. There are no restrictions. Have your parties. Have a good time.
How are things in London today, Simon?
Do you know what? It feels like it's about 10 o'clock at night. It's dark, thick grey cloud, and it's pouring with rain.
Oh, wow.
Sorry about that. Don't mean to bring down the mood at all.
No, it's been pretty dry here. We could use a little of that rain, but I'll let you get back to your soggy day.
Many thanks. Thanks for having me.
That is Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London today talking to us about all the COVID restrictions and measures being put into place over in Europe.
Wow. Rainy and gray in London.
A dark, grainy, gray, rainy day in London.
Whoever would have thought.
Yeah. But boy, we haven't had a...
That would be kind of nice to have something like that around
here.
A gray,
rainy day in quite a while, it seems like, around here.
Maybe not today. Maybe last week when it was 70 or so. Would have been a little bit better.
It is 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. For skiers at a resort in western Maine, the lyric, "You better watch out," had a different meaning. In this case, we had a couple hundred Santas coming down the slopes.
Ah!
About 230 skiing and snowboarding Kris Kringles were slaying on the slopes of Newry, home of the Sunday River Ski Resort in Maine. Before hitting the slopes, each Santa had to donate at least $20 to a local charity.
Well, you'd
and
think
they raised
they'd be,
several thousand dollars.
You'd think they'd be pretty accustomed to and used to snow.
Well,
so,
of course.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So I'm sure that was quite a sight yesterday in at Newry, Maine, at the Sunday River Ski Resort with all those Santas.
I'm just thinking
snowboarding
of like
and skiing down the slopes.
X game style snowboarding with Santas.
Hey, why not?
That would have been really fun
to
watch.
We're coming up on 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in the world of sports. We'll take a look at that big basketball game yesterday in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena. Kansas State making its first visit to Wichita to play the Shockers in 19 years. It had been a while. Yesterday's game was certainly not a thing of beauty. Neither team shot well at all. So it would kind of come down to the little things. Turnovers did not go Wichita State's way. Twice as many turnovers as K-State had. So you can start to piece it together there. K-State got 7 extra possessions. They got some extra shots because of a lot of offensive rebounds. And even though the Shockers did have a 12-point lead in the first half and a decent 7-point lead in the second half, this thing would be pretty close. 9 lead changes, 9 ties. And when it came right down to it in the last couple of minutes, Wichita State hit a big shot, but K-State had an answer. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Council for three to tie. Good! Ricky Council with a three-pointer to tie this one back up with a minute 57 to go.
He just doesn't know any. He doesn't know anything else other than hitting the big shot.
Mr. Clutch. He had only made one other basket. He was 1 for 6 before that shot. Shockers tie it up at 54.
That's yesterday's news, 1 for 6.
Noel, looking left to right. He's going to take a long three. That's good.
My.
Wow.
And I just said he didn't shoot the ball from the outside very much, and he certainly did there and shot it well.
He's made 2 threes tonight, and both of them were at least 22 or 23 feet.
The junior for Kansas State, Marquise Noel, did lead the Cats with 16 points. K-State outscored the Shockers 11-5 in the final 2 minutes. And there's your ball game. Kansas State 65, Wichita State scoring a season low 59 points. As K-State gets the win, the Wildcats are now 5-2 on the season. They're on a three-game winning streak. Shocks see their three-game winning streak snapped. Wichita State falls to 6-2 on the season. After the game, Shocker head coach Isaac Brown.
Yeah, they made shots when they had to. Give them all the credit. Again, I want to apologize to the fans. We didn't play well tonight, and we'll be back.
Shockers made a few three-pointers early, but then they missed 15 of their final 16 three-pointers.
Ow.
Over the course of the final 31 minutes of the game. Yeah, so the offense just wasn't happening yesterday. Kansas State gets the win at Intrust Bank Arena in front of 14,000 fans yesterday. Pro football last night in prime time, Sunday Night Football. The first place Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Denver Broncos. This was a low-scoring game, and the Chiefs would need a good effort from the defense to get a win. Guess what? As what's happened in recent weeks, Chiefs did get that effort from the defense. Mitch Holtis with the call right here on KNSS.
4th and 2. The Chiefs stay in that defense on 4th and 2 for the Broncos at the Kansas City 27. Snap to Bridgewater. Back to throw against the pocket. Deflected, intercepted by Sorensen at the 40. He's at the 50 and breaks a tackle. Sorensen at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Kansas City, the second consecutive year that Dirty Dan Sorensen has had a pick six against the Broncos.
How about that Chiefs defense? The pick six, 3 turnovers forced, and 3 times stopping the Broncos on 4th down. Mm-hmm. Chiefs 22, Broncos 9 was the final score. You can sure tell that Chiefs head coach Andy Reid loved that effort from his defense.
Listen, defense, again, had a nice game here. I mean, it was beautiful to watch. And the pressure we put on Teddy and then the way we were able to sustain against a run game, and, you know, they're obviously a good football team. Vic Fangio is a heck of a football coach.
All right, the Chiefs are on a 5-game winning streak now. They're still in first place. They have beaten the Broncos 12 times in a row as that streak gets extended. So, despite all that, the Chiefs only have a 1-game lead in the division, and guess who they play next week? The team that's just a game behind them. Yep, the first-place Chiefs, the second-place Las Vegas Raiders. That will be at noon on Sunday in Arrowhead Stadium. Of course, you'll hear it here right here on KNSS. College football news. Oklahoma has a new head coach, and it's a guy that's been to Norman before. Brent Venables is the new head coach at Oklahoma, a guy that has spent the last decade making Clemson a national powerhouse on the defensive side of the football. Brent Venables, he's a native of Salina. He played and was an assistant coach at Kansas State, and he's the former Oklahoma defensive coordinator back in the day. Now he's their head coach. Brent Venables takes over as the new head coach at Oklahoma. And Kansas State has its bowl game set for the season, and they have a long time to get ready for it. Kansas State versus Louisiana State. The Wildcats and LSU will meet in the Texas Bowl in Houston, and that game will be on Tuesday night, January 4th. So we got a long way to wait for the K-State bowl game. K-State and LSU have met only once ever. That was back in the season opener for the Wildcats back in 1980 down in Baton Rouge. 21-0 loss. There you go. K-State and LSU will hook up in the Texas Bowl in Houston on January 4th. And congratulations to longtime Kansas City baseball legend Buck O'Neill. The late Buck O'Neill has been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame by the Early Baseball Committee. Of course, Buck, great player for the Kansas City Monarchs, and for much of his life, of course, was a huge ambassador for the Negro Leagues and black baseball causes, and was just universally beloved by just about everyone that ever met him. Passed away back in 06. So, gosh darn it, his election to the Baseball Hall of Fame is about 20 years too late. Should have gotten him in before now. But Buck O'Neill will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. It is 8:24 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we'll be looking at traffic and weather, of course. And huge job improvements in Canada. KNSS News Time, 8:24.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:34. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, December 6th. Currently, it is mostly sunny, 30 degrees with a wind chill 20. Bob Dole, a former Senate Majority Leader, Republican stalwart, Kansas native, presidential candidate. He died yesterday at the age of 98.
In life, the former senator efforted bipartisanship. And in death, there is no aisle that could or would divide the accolades earned. Cindy McCain, widow of late Senator John McCain, wrote on Twitter, "Rest in peace, Bob Dole. You're the last of the lions of the Senate." Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders provided this. Bob Dole served his country with courage on the battlefield and with dignity in the Senate. Former Vice President Mike Pence wrote, "Senator Bob Dole was a truly great man." Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz wrote in part, quote, "Our country could use more like him right about now." Legislators on both sides hope that Bob Dole's legacy will encourage reaching across the aisle and civility in Congress.
And that's Fox's Alexandria Hoff with that report. And public figures nationwide reacting to Dole's passing.
He went from a county attorney in Kansas to the halls of Congress to running for the White House. In 1996, he called himself at his nominating convention
a fighter by principle and the most optimistic man in America.
Former Vice President Al Gore tweeted Dole was a steadfast defender of his country. Reverend Franklin Graham said Dole stood for truth and integrity. GOP Representative Fred Upton of Michigan tweeted he knew chaos in Congress today frustrated Dole to the end. The former Kansas senator and majority leader that many describe as the definition of statesman died Sunday. He was 98 years old. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a police officer in Harper shot and wounded a man. This was during a struggle at an apartment complex.
The KBI says the man underwent surgery and was in good condition after the shooting Friday afternoon. A Harper officer responded after police received a report of a man damaging property at an apartment complex. The KBI says the man, 61-year-old Kenneth Smith, was shot once in the arm when he walked toward the officer with a knife after a struggle. No officers were injured. Harper is about 50 miles southwest of Wichita. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Let's take a look at that weather forecast here on this Monday morning. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The cold front that moved through yesterday has us reaching for the heavier jacket again. More typical December-like weather with sunshine and breezy conditions today. Our high just 39. Clouding up overnight. Our low 28. Partly cloudy 45 on Tuesday. 55 Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly sunny sky. It is 30 degrees with a wind chill 20 here at KNSS on this Monday, December 6th. 8:37 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your host, Jad Chambers.
Well, Stonewall Jackson, who played the Grand Ole Opry for more than 50 years, died after a long battle with vascular dementia. The Opry says he died early Saturday at the age of 89. He said in a 2006 AP interview, he went straight from the farm to the Opry. In 1956, he was the first act to play there without a recording contract. He got one. The hits kept coming. I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water, BJ the DJ, Why I'm Walking, Waterloo. Stonewall Jackson really was his name.
He said while having a famous name could have some bumps along the way, he said it was never a problem for him. So Stonewall Jackson passed away at the age of 89. An inspiration for the miniseries Band of Brothers has died. Here's Fox's Ann Carrick with a little bit more information.
Edward Sheems was a World War II veteran and the last surviving officer of Easy Company, which inspired the HBO miniseries and book Band of Brothers. Colonel Sheems reportedly died peacefully Friday at his home in Norfolk, Virginia. He was 99. Sheems was involved in some of the most important battles of World War II and was the first member of the 101st Airborne Division to enter the Dachau camp after its liberation. He's survived by his sons Douglas and Stephen, 4 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. Sheems was portrayed by British actor Joseph May. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Well, it's time to get a little nerdy. Jeopardy fans.
Yay.
Beginning a new tournament. Fox News' Michelle Polino with a little bit more.
Jeopardy is giving professors a chance to compete for a huge prize in their first ever professors tournament. The series is hosted by Mayim Bialik, and it'll be styled similarly to the show's iconic Tournament of Champions, and the winner will even be guaranteed a spot on the 2022 Champions Competition. 15 college and university professors will compete for the $100,000 prize. The first 3 professors represent Penn State University, Vanderbilt University, and Roanoke College. Bialik took over for former host Alex Trebek, who died last November at the age of 80, after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It's a three-peat at the weekend box office for 3 films playing in theaters. Fox's Kathleen Maloney reporting.
Encanto, number 1 on the weekend charts for a second week.
The fate of the family is going to come down to you.
Disney's animated tale with original music from Lin-Manuel Miranda earning $12.7 million in ticket sales. Ghostbusters Afterlife takes the number 2 spot in its 3rd week in theaters, selling $10.4 million worth of tickets. And number 3 is House of Gucci, starring Lady Gaga and Adam Driver, with a $6.8 million box office take. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Got some birthday, or at least one couple of birthdays today. REM guitarist Peter Buck, 65 years old today.
Stand in the place where you live. It's the end of the world.
Peter Lawrence Buck, American musician and songwriter, co-founder and the lead guitarist of REM. He also played the banjo and mandolin on several REM songs, actually. So, yeah, there you go. Happy birthday to Peter Buck, 65 years old today. We also have an actress celebrating a birthday, 73 years old today, JoBeth Williams.
Yep.
Yeah, I think from the movies, probably best known for what, Poltergeist?
That's first thing that came to my mind. But
yeah, the mom.
I know that's cheating her because she's been in a lot of stuff.
Well, she really has. She kind of, that was the time that she got a little bit big. She was in Stir Crazy, The Big Chill. So, yeah, all around that time. But, yeah, JoBeth Williams, the mom, Poltergeist, 73 years. Hey, here's something interesting that I didn't know about her. She's become a director more recently. Directorial debut, 1994, the short film On Hope. It earned her an Academy Award nomination for Best Live Action Short Film. In 2009... she began serving as the president of the Screen Actors Guild Foundation.
Huh.
And yeah, she's the president emeritus of the foundation right now. So happy birthday to JoBeth Williams.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't either. During the bonus round of this weekend's Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, Nia Vardalos, probably famous for My Big Fat
Greek Wedding. Yep.
Did not get any of her letters.
Oh, no.
You know what? Those are wonderful letters, and they appear in many words in the English language.
Okay.
These are not any of them. So that's all you're going to get to work with.
Okay.
Living thing. Remember, anything that's living, you have 10 seconds to try to talk it out. Good luck.
Okay. Not a bison. A house ant. Nope. Nope.
Trying to sound it out
with no letters.
Nope, didn't work out. Well, they give you what? R-S-T-L-M-E.
They gave you a few, yeah.
And so she had some to go on, but she couldn't get it. It was interesting because she did better the next bonus round. Her letters actually didn't get anything in the second bonus round either, but she did manage to sound it out from R-S-T-L-N-E, so she won the charity she was playing for some money in that second bonus round on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. And finally, Ted, we'll end with a little bit of honors for Tom Petty, who, of course, passed away back in 2017. He now has a Ph.D. from a school he never attended. The Board of Trustees at the University of Florida have voted to give Petty an honorary doctoral degree in music. He grew up in Gainesville.
Yeah.
He worked there as a groundskeeper at UF for a while, but he was never a student. And his song, I Won't Back Down, is a regular feature at Gators games. And now they've given him an honorary Ph.D., so some honors for Tom Petty, who, of course, passed away back in 2017.
Well, yeah, just like Buck O'Neill, it's kind of too late.
Yeah, a little bit too late,
honor these people while they're still with us.
Probably a better idea if we decided to do that, yes. That's all we have for The Blur today, Ted. But The Blur, every weekday, is brought to you by
our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They're busy. You know why? Because they're serving customers in the Wichita area. It's what they've been doing for more than 20 years, helping out your appliances once they start acting up. So if you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, they repair and service most major makes and models. Call Terry for an appointment. The phone number is 409-1525. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Great sponsor of The Blur every day. It is 844 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we will be taking a look at we'll be taking a look at the business, local business stories coming up from the Wichita Business Journal, including Wichita getting an interesting loan, and how is Kansas doing business-wise, the state. KNSS News Time, 845. It's 850 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, December 6th. We have the Wichita Business Journal business update coming up shortly. We'll tell you about the interesting loan for the city of Wichita. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Former U.S. Senator from Kansas, Bob Dole, has died from lung cancer. He was 98.
Two.
A double stabbing in Wichita on Saturday leaves one person dead.
One.
Kansas State will play LSU in the Texas Bowl in Houston. That game will be on January 4th. That's three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Gas prices here in the Wichita area this morning. At the high end, $2.99 a gallon. Not seeing much higher than that out there. Easy enough to find lower prices out there. I spotted, $2.87 near 21st and 127th Street East. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast as we begin the week here on a Monday. And it's a lot more like winter than last week. The cold front did come through. It's looking at a sunny and breezy day today with a high of 39 degrees. Tonight, looks like it'll be clouding up. Overnight low down to 28. And then on Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy. A high tomorrow, 45. Currently in Wichita, mostly sunny. It's 30 degrees with a wind chill 20. We get underway here on this Monday morning at KNSS. 852 with Steve and Ted here at KNSS. Let's take a look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The EPA announcing that the city of Wichita has been chosen to apply for financing through the Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act. And that could pay for up to $181 million of the proposed capital cost of that biological nutrient removal project, which is a $357 million project. The remaining funds would then come from the state of Kansas's revolving loan fund. That program would allow the city of Wichita to take advantage of low interest rates and to provide a deferral of repayment for 5 years after most of the project is done. City of Wichita has been preparing for Wichita's water future through an ongoing master plan. The Integrated Water and Wastewater Master Plan was updated 5 years ago, prepping for the more stringent nutrient removal regulations, aging infrastructure, and proposed population growth. And the biological nutrient removal project does include rehab, the two of the city's most critical wastewater facilities, which provide conveyance and treatment of wastewater within the city's largest watershed, and that serves nearly 180 square miles of the city's core. So we'll see if they can get that loan for that project. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announcing that this year is officially the best year for business in Kansas's history. That's according to her administration. The Kelly administration successfully says it has closed on more than 300 economic development projects, representing about $3.7 billion in investments made by the private sector. And the governor's office also touting more than 12,000 jobs created or retained during the calendar year. And that's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. It is 8:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. This is a stressful time of year. What's to blame? Well, some people blame Christmas music.
In a survey by Soundtrack Your Brand, it found 25% of retail staff in both the United States and the UK combined say that Christmas music makes them feel less festive. Dr. Elaine Rodino tells Fox News, for some people, if they feel stressed out by Christmas music, it might be because the songs remind them of a bad memory from their past, even as far back as their childhoods, or... Dr. Rodino's advice to stressed out shoppers? Realize the music is just creating a memory and it'll be gone as soon as they walk out of the store. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Don't forget, coming up, we do have the Glenn Beck program between 9 and 11 this morning, every weekday morning here on KNSS. So riding off the top of the 9 o'clock hour, a special guest is Tim Stewart, and he is president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Association, as they talk about the Biden oil crisis. So that will be a good topic of discussion, and that's coming up right off the bat, at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. So there you go. The Glenn Beck program coming up between 9 and 11. 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Glad you've been with us here on this Monday morning. We got a lot to discussed and talked about. So we're glad you're with us, and as we move on into the rest of the week, and one more 19 days until Christmas, so, you know, we're under 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The countdown continues, and it goes fast. So, and we had that beautiful weather last week. It got cold. Cold front came through, but we'll deal with it, and start to warm up a little bit from here on out after a high today of 39. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and then the Dana Show with Dana Lash. We have news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning. Glad you're with us here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great day.
This holiday season,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.